Hey, everybody. My name's Dane.
And I'm Jimmy.
And our podcast is called Bubbling Questions.
We do would-you-rathers from listeners and a Twitter bot.
Along with one-person game shows using ridiculous stuff we find on the internet.
Like, what kind of dick are we talking?
I shall not tell you.
Okay. All from our very real hot tub.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Very real. Not a gimmick at all. Find Bubbling Questions wherever you get podcasts.
And I'm Jimmy.
Escapist Comics Podcast. I'm Jacob Rubin.
I'm Jessica Baldoni.
And we haven't done an episode in a while. It's been a pretty crazy holiday season.
Well, we have two lost episodes out there somewhere.
Somewhere, yeah. I think some of them I might just not have sent off to our
producer, Will Scoville. Even though I told you, and I told Will, to remind you, and somehow they're still lost.
Well, maybe Will has them, and we'll put them up later when the news is super out of date. Anyway.
Anywho.
lots of stuff happening in comics news. We just had the Super Bowl, which now that it's over, I think we can legally call it the Super Bowl. We don't call it the big game. I think that's so fucking stupid.
What, the big game?
Yeah, that we can't call it, like, they copywrote Super Bowl, so we have to call it the big game.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's a thing?
That's a thing. You notice how a lot of places, like, you'll be listening to the radio and be like, if you're stocking up snacks for the big game, everyone says big game.
If we say Super Bowl right now, then we'll get charged money.
We've done plenty of things on the show that we can get sued for.
That's true.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody cares.
If they find us, they can. That, honestly, we could use the promotion.
Yeah, that's true. We could. Yeah. Please sue us. Yeah. Wait, no. All right, yeah. So there's all those spots on the Super Bowl. That's the only reason I really watch it. I mean, I didn't want the 49ers to win, but we did it.
Yeah,
so
we did.
The highlights.
Oh, my God. What a crazy fourth quarter. But anyway.
let's talk about sports.
Yeah, this is a super duper sports show.
So
I didn't even watch. I was working. I was here.
Oh, yeah.
I was in the store.
You're just like looking at your phone. You're like, ah, crap.
Selling comics to no one. I didn't even find out. I scrolled through Twitter or whatever right before I left, and because we closed at 6. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. We're up. And people are like, they're going to win. And then, holy crap.
And
anyway.
And we didn't.
What a ridiculous. It doesn't matter. We can move on.
Yeah.
I've already been blamed personally on Facebook.
So
this is a true story. I'll put this out. I didn't say anything because I wasn't watching. So I can't be like, oh, congratulations. You know, because I didn't know. And also, I feel like it's a little odd to like congratulate a team. On social media to be like, we did it. I didn't do anything. I'm just now remembering that your husband does that every hockey game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I should probably not say this, even though I do kind of think it. Whatever. Does he listen to this?
No.
Great.
I tell him all the time to please listen, and he never does.
Sure. All right.
Hopefully
great.
Hopefully he'll listen to this episode. This
will be the first one.
Yeah.
anyway. Yeah. So, my last contract on ships, I was in Mexico, mm-hmm. and they sell luchador masks for every football team.
Okay.
Like bootleg. And
sure.
But they look nice.
Yeah.
You know, you can put them up in a row, you could wear them when you go to a game or whatever. They have every team, every logo.
Okay.
And my friend Seamus, who lives out in New York, his favorite team, even though he's from here, so his two favorite teams are the 49ers, uh-huh. but also when he played fantasy, he was really into the Kansas City Chiefs.
Why?
Because he liked their players and he liked their play style. And when he was drafting for his fantasy team, he found himself gravitating to the Chiefs a lot because
uh-huh.
he had the best numbers. And then he started watching their games and getting into them.
Okay.
So, like, and of course, because the Niners and the Chiefs are two different conferences,
right.
they never, they, this is the only way
right.
they would go up against one another.
Yeah, true.
So I bought him a Kansas City Chiefs luchador mask because okay. I was like, I could get you a Niners mask, but like, this is, I don't know. This
yeah.
is more you. Like, I that's me. Let me give you a gift that says, you are from San Francisco. Congratulations.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So I got him the Chiefs mask. And then
this happened.
This happened.
Yeah.
And his Facebook post was, I blame Jacob Rubin. I bought him the mask a year before the Super Bowl. Only got to see him a couple
God.
Weeks ago when they were a lock to go.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's my fault. So if anyone's wondering why the Niners lost, it's because I bought a bootleg Chiefs mask in San Francisco. Costa Maya, Mexico.
At least you didn't buy him like a bootleg headdress.
Well, so
then you'd be racist and you'd also made them lose.
So I left out the first half of the story because
oh,
I only wanted to get to the necessary half.
Okay.
What I bought him first was a Washington Redskins mask.
Ah!
because I mixed up the logos.
You're like, I mixed up the racist.
Yeah.
Terms.
So I had, so I get back to the ship and I'm like, is this really the Chiefs logo? And then I Googled it and I was like, oh, the wrong one, so then I had to wait. So then I went back to that same spot, but they didn't sell Chiefs, or maybe they sold out of Chiefs mask because nobody wants the racist one.
Right.
Not that the Chiefs isn't that much better. It's just an arrowhead, you know.
Right.
But the Redskins one is just like a Native American man. Yep. It's so gross. So yeah. I gave him both of them to be like, look, I got you a team you like and a racist thing.
Still not as bad as the Indians,
though. No, Redskins are definitely worse than Indians. Oh, the actual
the logo?
Yeah, fair. That's true. Yeah.
Let's just put them in order of who's the most racist.
People have done that. And like it's sort of a choose your battles. Like, all right, here's the one that we really have to go after.
Yeah.
And I think Chiefs is like, yes, we want to change this, but like we got bigger fish to fry.
Yeah.
Just in the NFL.
Yeah. For sure.
So that has been nearly 3 minutes of just football talk.
Hooray! We did it! We know things.
So now, let's talk about the commercial.
Yeah, let's talk about the commercials.
The Disney Plus Marvel shows.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I was at the brewery watching, and so full of sports people going, like, hey, sports. And then the Marvel commercial came on, and I was like, oh my God! Everyone just stared at me, and I was like,
yeah. It's cool. And when these shows were announced, I was like, this is dope because there's no way these guys would ever get movies.
No.
So,
definitely not.
And I think that, like, now what Mandalorian has shown us is that, if anything, this is a better medium.
For sure. Yeah. And I'm probably most excited about the WandaVision.
Yeah.
One, because it looks sort of like the Vision graphic novel or the Tom King's Vision.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit. Mm-hmm. They definitely did that, like, Leave It to Beaver.
The 50s family,
vibe.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to be like trapped in like an alternate universe. Like it's. I mean, it's very small clips of what they show us.
Well, he did, mm-hmm. and she's not dead.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and I wonder if they're going to get into, because Wanda Maximoff mm-hmm. has probably the least. The hardest to describe powers in the Marvel universe?
Yes.
Like, and I say that considering the character on Generation X named Sync. Remember his powers?
No.
He could sync his powers up with other people's powers.
Right.
What does that mean?
What does that mean? Yeah, I don't know.
Never fully explained. It looked cool when it was like glowing lights coming out of his body. But so Wanda, like, probability stuff, chaos stuff, just straight up magic.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that this... And in the movies, really, all she does is, like, shoot energy blasts and fly.
Yes.
So, pretty vague.
But they also do say she's incredibly powerful and can't control her powers.
Yeah.
And they don't really have her, like, hanging out with Doctor Strange so much. But in the comics, she hangs out with him all the time.
Maybe. Well, now.
Yeah.
In the current Doctor Strange series. And she's mm-hmm. in the new Strange Academy book, which I'm excited to talk about.
Me too.
But we'll talk about that after this.
Yes.
But there was one point in House of M, if I recall correctly, where Doctor Strange is like, what she's doing isn't magic. She's doing something else.
Yes.
So now she's back to...
But now she's back to hanging out. Yeah.
And doing magic.
Yeah, I guess. But they still say it's not magic, though. It's all science. But
right.
They also say what Doctor Strange is doing is science.
It's like how the Asgardians aren't gods, they're aliens.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But isn't all magic really science in one way, because you just can't explain it?
Yeah, well, as explained in my favorite Fantastic Four story of all time, Unthinkable, mm-hmm. right? I think that's what it's called?
Yeah.
When I think. When Dr. Doom decides to go away from science and back and go full magic, and he wears that cool armor made of his ex-girlfriend's skin.
Yeah.
It doesn't look. The scene where he gets it is gross, but it doesn't look gross.
Right.
I mean, we wear leather all the time.
Yeah.
man, leather. So, he throws Reed into some prison and says, "All right, you can get out if you learn one spell to open this lock, and it's the only way to escape. And here's all the information you need to do it. Peace." To be like, it's like hubris. And then Reed has to teach himself magic, and he can't do it. Because it's, they don't really say what magic is. They just say that it's different than science.
Right.
And Reed is the greatest at all science, but not magic.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, I guess.
I'll buy that.
Sure.
It's a really good arc. Mark Waid.
Yeah. Mark Waid's pretty good.
He's the best.
Yeah.
Fantastic. That's my favorite Fantastic Four run.
Yeah.
Like that whole run, him and Y Ringo, top to bottom. Great. R.I.P. Mike Y Ringo.
I like Hickman's run.
Okay, yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
They were good for different reasons, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just like Hickman.
Sure.
Yeah. He's still that. Did you finish?
I haven't finished it yet. Okay. I'm about halfway through House of X, Powers of X.
We're going to talk about that. We'll have a whole episode, I think, dedicated probably to that.
It's so cool, and there's so much cool stuff in there.
Yeah.
And, like, as a big, big X-Men fan who sort of, like, fell off, I haven't really read a lot of the, like, I kind of fell off in, like, the early 90s stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was...
But you read New X-Men, born. Right?
I read New X-Men.
Because there's a lot of New X-Men stuff in the House of X.
Kid Omega and all that stuff, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I didn't really read the original Nimrod stories.
Okay.
Like, I knew of them.
Yeah.
But, like, it seemed like, in the random issues I have, he's just sort of walking around New York when it's raining, and he's like, where is a mutant? And someone's like, I don't know. And then he's like, I'll kill you. And then he does.
Right.
And I'm like, and he's a big pink thing. Anyway.
Yeah.
But House of X, Powers of X, they... create a lot of really cool, there's a lot of really cool ideas presented, there's a lot of really cool, like, retcon-ish, quote-unquote.
Yeah. And he explains everything that you ever needed to be explained.
Yeah.
But, and he doesn't over-explain it. Like, sometimes Hickman can over-explain things sometimes, and he does a lot of that, like, paragraphs and diagrams and, like...
Yeah.
But it doesn't feel like a book report.
When within the story, when they're, like, when it's a comics page and they're, like, talking, and it's, like, great. But then he's, like... Every so often, it'll take an aside, and I really like these, like, single or double-page spreads that are like, all right, here's essentially a condensed version of what you need to know. Like, the timelines of all of Moira MacTaggert's different lives.
Yeah.
That was so cool.
And needed to be there.
Because yes. It's
very hard to explain otherwise.
Yeah.
Anyways, we'll have another episode, like, all dedicated to that, because me and Jesse were actually going through all of that originally when it was coming out, and I don't think... Yeah, we never got to finish it, obviously.
Right.
So we will
we'll do a whole unpacking.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Back to
the trailer.
The trailers.
So we talked a bit about WandaVision, which looks like it's going to be really cool. It's great to see Paul Bettany and Elizabeth Olsen back.
Yeah.
Then we have the Falcon and Winter Soldier show.
Yes.
Which I think will be, this is just my theory, I think that'll be the most popular one. I think that'll be the one that fans talk about the most. Like how Daredevil was for the MCU, for the Netflix shows. Maybe because it was the first one. It kind of depends which one comes out first.
I don't know. I think Loki might be really popular.
Yeah. Do we have any idea what the Loki show is going to be about him doing?
Yes. It's, I believe it's a prequel to one of the Thor movies, like when he steals the, what's it called? The scythe that they had.
Oh, the thing that had one of the Infinity Stones in it.
Yeah.
That Thanos gives him.
Yes.
Yeah.
I believe that is what it's about.
Him getting it.
Yeah, because then he gets lost for a while, or they think he's dead or whatever. And then
this doesn't take place after Endgame, when he, due to the time travel, is now evil and back to how he was at the end of Avengers.
Might be.
Because he dies.
He dies, yeah.
But
I don't think so. It does have time travel involved.
Yeah. Because that was because they kill him at the beginning of Infinity War, and I was like, "Oh shit, they actually killed Loki." But then the way they bring him back in Endgame was like clever, and also like similar to what they did with like Gamora and Nebula, just sort of reset, or not Nebula, but just resetting them, so they can be like, "All right, we didn't all that we just threw away all that character development, so we can but in a way that makes sense."
Yeah. So it turns out he was like actually time traveling at some point with that.
Yeah.
Stone.
So this is not taking place after Endgame.
I don't think so.
It's not what he did between Avengers current continuity where he gets set free.
It might be. It's between one of the movies.
Sure.
He has the stone and he's time traveling.
Okay, cool.
I know that.
Okay, great.
Much, yes. But I think, I mean, a lot of people are very excited about that show in particular. Because, I mean, the Thor universe in general is very it's cool. And, wait, when does he reappear in Ragnarok? I think it might be in between that. Right, because he's like he's on Ragnar, or he's on.
He's on the planet with. Oh, he like fake sacrifices himself to save everybody toward the end of the movie. I don't know. I rewatched the first half recently, but I never saw the second half.
Yeah, we gotta rewatch all those again. We should just watch all of the Marvel movies.
There's 21 of these.
21 movies. How long would that take? Would it be like 48 hours?
Well, they did an event before Endgame where you could watch all of them in order.
Right.
You know,
that was like on regular TV, wasn't it?
No, it was in the theater.
It was in a theater?
You could pay to go to the theater, and they had like bathroom breaks between.
Ugh.
I think they didn't have a bathroom break between like every other movie, and it took days.
Yeah, it'd be days.
And so you'd pay one ticket, and you could just sort of come and go.
Oh my god.
But like,
sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah, that sounds like it wouldn't be like someone described to me. They did it before Age of Ultron, which was half, right? Roughly.
Yeah.
Half the movies. And I read this whole article. People would cheer at every title card and cheer at every Stan Lee cameo and all the big moments and everything. But then as the movies were on, it'd be more like, oh, there's Stan Lee. Yay.
Oh, man.
We've expended all our energy. And then they had to watch the new one and be excited about it. But how can you? Because you're on Marvel fucking overload.
Oh, yeah. I'd be so over that.
Yeah.
So which one are you most excited about?
Probably Falcon Winter Soldier. Like, because I really like their dynamic in Civil War.
Yeah.
And I think Anthony Mackie is an untapped, incredibly great resource. And I think this will be the one. Because the other ones have, like, magic.
Right.
I think this will be the one that's the most, like, straightforward and engaging. And I, and like, they don't have the blessing of, to quote The Simpsons, a wizard did it. So everything has to make sense. I'm just, I saw that WandaVision trailer and I was like, look, if I didn't understand Twin Peaks, I don't think I'm going to like this.
Yeah, they're like going in and out of like a TV.
Yeah,
and like...
I dug that they had her at, in one flashing moment, had her in her classic costume with the like crown thing that looks like an M.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering how they're, I'm going to watch all three, definitely, because I'm a sucker, but, or a fanboy, I guess. But yeah, I don't know. I think Winter Soldier. And also, I think the Captain America movies of the Iron Man, Captain America, Thor trilogies, I think the Captain America one is probably the best ones. Because all three of those movies are great, whereas the other two have like one or two not so great ones.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, I'm excited for all of them, and I think they're going
to
be great.
No preference. No, there's not one you're looking forward to.
No, I
want to
do WandaVision.
WandaVision, for the best, yeah.
Because I love that run on Vision. It was
It's crazy.
It's so great.
So
and I think
good.
They're definitely going to pull from that.
And it's just those six issues, and then that's it, right?
There's 12 issues.
12 issues, okay.
Yeah.
It was such a perfect limited... Someone was in the store saying that's their favorite Marvel comic ever, but they can't recommend it to people who don't read comics because you have to kind of know it, like... You have to have been, like, a fan for at least a decade.
So.
Really?
Not at all.
All the stuff with Grim Reaper and Wonder Man.
You can just hand that to somebody.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, for sure. It's just so... Yeah, there's... Because they explain it in that comic. They're like, this is... Yeah, they explain who the Grim Reaper is, and they explain what happened to Vision and how he was created. He tells a little story about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I never liked the Vision until that series.
Yeah, I didn't really care.
Didn't really care for the character.
No.
I was like, oh boy, a crying robot.
Yeah.
We live in a post-Star Trek The Next Generation era, thank you.
That's a great issue, though.
Only an Android can cry? Even Android can cry? Yeah.
The John Buscema's art in that is amazing.
I think he's crying like every three issues.
Yeah, he's just real sad.
His gimmick is crying.
Yeah. And then people are like, aw, poor Vision. And then they go about to do whatever they're doing.
Yeah.
They don't give a shit anymore.
And then people are like, he's a robot. And other people are like, no, he isn't. And then,
and then that's it.
Then how come I'm pregnant? Well, that.
Wait, did she get pregnant?
In the comics?
Yeah.
You don't remember this?
No.
Yeah, she gets pregnant. And people were like, this doesn't make any sense. And she's like, I know, right? It's a miracle. They're like, no, you have to just stop. And then it turns out that it's like her power in like maximum overdrive. Like the least likely thing that could possibly happen.
But she doesn't have a baby.
She has twins.
Where are those kids?
Those kids, when it was revealed that they were manifestations of her power, they got absorbed by Master Pandemonium, the guy whose power was he wore a big billowy robe. And if he pulled on his arm, then his arm would come off and it'd be a demon.
I do remember that.
Yeah, this guy sucked, but...
They just copied Arm Fall Off Boy.
Yes, essentially. No, this was different because it was his legs, too.
Oh.
And so then somehow he absorbed her kids, and then he's walking around, and one of them is each arm, so he's got two babies for arms. This is not a joke. This is in a Marvel comic book from the
70s. Oh my God.
And
I have to
then,
issue.
Way late, and then they just sort of get erased from history. And then, way, way later, it turns out that they've been alive the whole time, and they are Wiccan and Speed from the Young Avengers.
Oh my God. That's right. Oh, that's so dumb.
So her twins lived, and now they have her powers and her brother's
but
powers.
But how did they live? Who knows? Comics, right?
Comics, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's stupid.
I remember reading that and going, oh, that's so cool. And then taking a second and go, wait a minute, that makes no sense.
That doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, that's exciting.
It's like when Arya killed the Night King. It's like, oh, that was awesome. And then later
and
you're like,
you think about it and you're like, how?
What? And why? Yeah. But in that moment, you were just like, oh, so cool.
Yeah. Thank God.
Yeah.
Do you remember, okay, let's move on real quick. Do you remember that comic Mimetic?
I do not.
Neither do I. Like, at all.
Moving on.
All right, I feel like I remembered this cover.
This is the weirdest segment.
No, okay, so Seth Rogen and Goldberg. You know, he has this production company.
Oh, Evan Goldberg, yeah.
Evan Goldberg, yeah.
They were a Superbad.
Yes.
They're Seth and Evan in Superbad.
Yeah. They're teaming up with the writer from the new Batman movie, whoever, and the director. No, the whole Batman team, I guess, now.
Sure.
For this, this comic that was from Boom. It came out in, 2015, I think. Yeah. And won all these awards. I'm like, I don't remember anything about this comic.
Mm.
And I was definitely working here. So were you. It had, a sloth on the cover.
Show me these covers.
One?
No idea.
I know. I don't either. Okay. Well, anyways.
Is it about memes?
It is about memes.
Wait, for real?
Yeah.
I was kidding.
No, it actually is.
Mimetic?
Mimetic. Mimetic. Mimetic? Is it Mimetic?
No, it's Mimetic. Yeah.
It is Mimetic? Okay.
Mimetic.
Mimetic.
It sounds like a Pokemon.
All right. The Batman writer, Mattson Tomlin, will pen the script based on the story of a killer meme, which turns people into rage-fueled screamers. I was like, that sounds kind of cool. How do I not know about this comic?
I guess.
Maybe it's shitty? I don't know.
I don't know. You'd have to see, when I hear a pitch like that of just, like, it seems like The Ring, like, if you watch this tape, then you die.
Oh, yeah.
But, turns you into a crazy, I remember when I saw, did you see Incredibles 2? How it's screen slaver, if you watch this thing, then you get mind controlled. Or Scarecrow does this in Batman. I feel like this is a thing
that's been happening.
That happens in lots and lots of stories, and there has to be a really good hook.
Yeah, there's that movie Countdown that came out recently. Mm. It was another horror movie, and it's like, oh, if you watch this app, it'll start counting down how many lives you have or whatever. I was like, that's literally The Ring. It's like the same thing, and it's an app.
I think that every, whenever there's a trend, someone submits a screenplay about how that trend kills people.
Yeah.
There's probably someone wrote a movie about a killer Beanie Baby or some shit.
What does a Beanie Baby do?
It kills you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's on Hulu right now.
Killer Beanie Babies?
Pretty much, yeah. It's a stuffed animal and it kills you.
Amazon Prime paid $20 million.
For the Killer Beanie Babies?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Speaking of Batman, though, that began filming.
The tagline is, they'll cause you to die, but die is spelled D-Y and it's in the heart on their tags.
Aw, perfect!
Yeah.
You should have sold that.
Yeah, that's really good.
Damn it! Copyright it now. Yeah. Someone's going
to
steal it.
Prepared to die. But yeah,
I like it. Well, Beanie Baby already has a lock on that, so
yeah.
Damn it, it's so good. So Batman started filming. Matt Reeves' Batman.
Oh, with our
Pattinson.
Yeah,
it's gonna be hot.
I think he'll be good.
He's gonna be good.
Yeah, I think that he makes way more sense to me than the last
Fat Batman.
Then Bad Affleck, yeah. And honestly, Christopher Nolan did a great job, but when I heard Christopher Nolan, I was like, oh, all right, we'll see how this goes. But Robert Pattinson, I'm like, oh, no, this makes sense. Mm-hmm. I like that he's going to be a bit younger.
Yeah.
I feel like this is a year one, if they're doing year one. If they're
Can they do year one, though?
We haven't. I don't think we, was Batman Begins year one?
That was supposed to be year one, yeah.
As in the Frank Miller year one, or just this is Batman's first year?
I think so fast, yeah, like that, but. Okay. Yeah, I guess we haven't really done year one.
Yeah.
But I don't want to see Daredevil Batman.
Yeah.
We've seen it.
Yeah. So, considering that Daredevil and Batman have been played by the same actor.
God damn it!
Yeah.
It's terrible. All right. Well, they got, casted everybody. There's another Sarsgaard or Skarsgård. One of them.
Stellan? Peter?
No. A new one.
Oh, it's Alexander?
A Sarsgaard, not a Skarsgård.
Oh.
There's a Peter.
So like
Sarsgaard.
The thing that keeps you from getting SARS? A SARS guard? That's an SNL sketch from when Peter Sarsgaard hosted. Yeah, but it was really
still SNL jokes.
It was really well. I admitted it immediately.
That's good.
And it's one of the best sketches in the last like 20 years. Anyway.
Okay. Well, anyways, I've casted that Sarsgaard's. Ooh, here's a good one. Anyway, oh, just so you know, I get all of my news from Newsarama. The best comic website.
Isn't Kevin Smith on that?
No. Oh, it has the least amount of ads. Todd McFarlane is teasing a big Spawn movie announcement.
Oh, my God.
It's coming very soon, guys. Todd. This was 7 days ago, by the way, and there's still no news.
Todd, you have to move on.
Move on, Todd.
Todd, you have other good ideas. I'm sure you do.
They're
you dominated comics
shit,
in the
think,
90s.
Right?
Like Venom and what else did Tom McFarlane do? Like he did great
Spider-Man.
Stuff from Spider-Man.
Oh wait, that is.
Yeah. great, like and
he
I mean
cool Batman covers.
One of the co-founders of Image Comics he could just walk into Image and say, "Hey, I want to do something new." And they'd be like, "Great, here's some money." Like there's no
He doesn't have any new ideas.
Yeah, but I know like I know that people still like Spawn because when I go to Image Expo, I see a parade of men wearing Spawn t-shirts who all have bad skin. But I have to just make this very clear. There is more. I get that everything like it didn't work the last 8 times.
Nope.
And you can't just say this time we're going to do it right because you can't keep putting out comics. People are going to keep buying them. People are still Eastman and Laird are still doing the Ninja Turtle comics. And I've heard they are. Various levels of quality.
Yeah. Well, so Eastman and Laird hated each other.
Yeah.
For years.
But now they're back together.
And now they're back together.
Yeah. Did you watch Toys That Made Us?
I did.
Yeah.
They were like, "Hooray, we love each other."
If you haven't seen Toys That Made Us on Netflix, it's I think they've done like 12 episodes now, each one about a different toy line, full history.
I like the movie one.
And then they did the new movies that made us, where the Home Alone episode is great.
Yeah.
The Dirty Dancing episode is great. What are the other ones? Die Hard and Ghostbusters. So they're all great.
They're all great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, watch that series.
Yeah, because that's the televised the literally they filmed the reunion of these two guys who broke up 20 years ago because Fox Kids was like, "We want to introduce a female turtle," and Eastman was like, "Great," and Laird was like, "No," and then they stopped talking to each other. He sold his shares. He bowed out, and now they're back together, which is great.
Mm-hmm. This actually is a really interesting article about McFarlane. So McFarlane was supposed to be directing this movie himself.
Has he ever directed a movie?
No.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I think he did some of the animated series stuff, which is actually better than the other movie.
Sure.
But, you know, he's got a big ego.
Yeah.
I don't care if he ever hears this and hears me say that.
He's not going to hear this, but I want to bring this up. I know I brought this up on the podcast before, but I think this is the last time we went to Image Expo. He announced like the return of Spawn or something, and he went first.
Yeah,
he went before Saga.
Yeah,
Or before Walking Dead. He went before
everybody.
And he said, "And ladies and gentlemen, we'll be bringing back Spawn." And he paused as if this is going to be a huge applause.
And everyone was like,
"Fucking nothing." Yeah. It was just
And he always wears that same black shirt with like from the 90s.
Oh yeah, he looks like Steve Jobs.
Yeah. It's like the half turtleneck. So yeah. And yeah, then that happened. And Spawn 300 was big.
Yeah.
It was a big deal. We sold a crap ton of Spawn, more than we've ever sold probably here.
I mean, people
and
still
now,
come in.
People don't care.
People still come in the store all the time trying to sell their Spawn number ones.
Oh, yeah.
Which, like,
it's gone up in value a little bit.
A little
but
bit.
But it's still only, like, $25.
Yeah. Maybe if it was still in the box with the action figure.
Oh, my God. Or you have this sick black and white cover that's like they only made, 50 of them or whatever.
Or you have the medieval Spawn issue that Neil Gaiman wrote.
No, that's not it's not worth anything.
Oh, really?
No, because there's a million of them. Oh. It is a good issue, though. Anywho, so he says, "I've gotten a lot of interesting offers, and luckily this movie called Joker came out."
Oh.
McFarlane told Newsarama's Lan Pitts. Calling the Spawn movie his next big goal. I just made quotation marks, by the way. Next big goal in the world. When I was at New York Comic Con, Joker came out, and Hollywood has a penchant for looking at what works, then doing it 10 times over. This movie opened up, then made billions of dollars, which is still 33% bigger than any other R-rated movie in the history of cinema. So Hollywood is on the go for R-rated comic book stuff. Right? The phone has been ringing. And I've got lots of people thinking about Spawn now. What does Joker have to do with Spawn?
And what does Joker really have to do with comic books? Like, I get that it is based off comics, but, like, it's really not. Like, almost nothing in that movie has anything to do with the comics.
No.
They just shoehorned in the Bruce Wayne stuff.
He was already supposed to be making this movie, like, for the last 2 years, by the way. Like, Jamie Foxx has been cast.
As Spawn?
Yeah.
All right.
So, I don't know what's up with that. Well, yeah, so I guess he just thinks because another R-rated movie that had a superhero in it.
So now they're just, all going in. Well, what about, how come, okay.
Not even superhero, okay. But Joker, who's a villain.
Here's the other shitty thing. You know what is also an R-rated and violent and angry superhero movie that was better than Joker in every way? Logan.
Oh, yeah.
And no one is saying Logan is setting off. Everybody loved Logan. Mm-hmm. Everyone who liked, people who like comics, people who like action movies, people who don't really, like, it fulfilled
Deadpool
all these
too?
Things. Deadpool, but Deadpool was different in that Deadpool was so...
It's comedy.
It was so comic booky. Mm-hmm. Whereas Logan, like, had powers and stuff in it. But I guess people are looking at Joker because Joker doesn't have any super comic booky elements aside from the fact that he had a costume.
Yeah, and I still say Joker is very different. Where it's not, I don't consider it a comic book movie. I don't think he's a hero. He's not a hero. He's not an anti-hero. He's a villain.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to, if you want to put it, like, closer to, like, Punisher or, like, something like that even. He's still an anti-hero. Joker wasn't a hero. He was the villain. And people are still trying to be like, well, he's the antagonist of the movie. And I'm like. They even called him the protagonist of the movie. I'm like, no, he is the antagonist. He's not the protagonist.
Well, I mean, he is technically the protagonist going by, like, how... Because the story happens to him, But he's the villain, but he's still the protagonist. Mm-hmm. Like, the role he plays in the story is the role of the protagonist, but the role he plays in society is the villain.
Yeah.
But he is... Like, he sucks. Like, The idea is that, like, it's supposed to be very cathartic. And it works in that way. And I admit that when I saw Joker, I really liked it. I told people, and I still like it, but I just think that it's being put up on this crazy pedestal as, like, the most important thing to ever happen in cinema.
Well, I don't think that. I don't know.
And also, enough people went out and said, this sucks, when it came out.
And never saw it, too.
No, people who saw it were saying, like, that was such a waste of time. I wish I hadn't seen that. And then you have a movie like... I Parasite,
right?
Which was just a triumph and, like, fun and cool and I don't know. I'm glad it's nominated for Best Picture.
Yeah,
it's not gonna win.
It's not gonna win. No. It's gonna win Best Foreign Film. Instead.
Oh, well, it's nominated for Best Picture and Best Foreign Film, so I think we know.
Yeah, we know what it's gonna win.
Yeah, like that happened with Crouching Tiger, and the other nominees were like, why are we? Should we go?
Yeah, like why are we here?
Yeah,
I know it's ridiculous when they do that. Like, why bother?
Yeah. Since we're talking about the Oscars, I'm gonna recommend this. This probably won't come out before the Oscars. This episode.
I hope not.
What?
Oh, I hope this comes. Or I hope this comes out before. I mean,
But in the event that it does, I went and saw the documentaries, the documentary short subjects.
Okay.
Because they screen them all. You can go to, like, there's a number of local movie theaters. Check your local, and that's a great thing. I recommend that everyone do this if you don't want to see the documentaries, which they're all a bummer.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Yeah. But the animated short subjects are always great, and the live action short subjects is I actually haven't seen those yet, but I'm sure they're cool too.
Yeah.
Go see that, and then you will. How often is it that you can say I've seen everything in the category?
Oh yeah,
yeah, it's great. So yeah, I saw the documentaries. There's one about a disease that afflicts children who have immigrated from Russia to Sweden that causes them to just sleep for a year at a time.
What?
Yeah, it's called resignation syndrome.
Oh my God.
And the movie is so sad. It follows three different families who have a kid who, like, their life becomes so stressful and so unpredictable. And usually they describe, like, that something very specific traumatic happened. Yeah. So they have to, like, feed them and bathe them and, like, exercise them. So when they eventually, and then they wake, it happens slowly, but then they're just out. And then and then slowly they wake up.
That's
and
crazy.
What caused them to wake up is if they're certain. Okay, I don't want to. It's so good.
Okay.
Yeah, and I hope it wins.
Yeah.
Or the one about teen girls in Afghanistan learning to skateboard. That was dope too.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Is that less depressing?
Well, it has like the overall message of that
no,
one.
No, they all die.
The message of that one was things are getting better, and we're, we have to do this in secret, but we'd we hope that soon this next generation won't have to do it in secret.
Right.
And it is really cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Jeez, heavy, man.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about people sleeping for a year. That's crazy.
Oh my God. You got to see this one. It's crazy.
In other depressing news, Howard the Duck and the Tigra and Dazzler show have been canceled.
Yeah. MODOK's still happening.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, at least it wasn't announced as being canceled, so I assume it's still happening.
Yeah, it doesn't say canceled yet. Yeah.
That was the Patton Oswalt one.
Oh, okay. So, oh yeah, here we go. MODOK and Hitmonkey were all part of a linked cartoon universe set to stream on Hulu. All four series were set to build a crossover called The Offenders. Casting announcements for MODOK were just made days ago, and work will reportedly continue on both series and Hitmonkey eventual show on Hulu. I don't know, though.
Hitmonkey, a Marvel property that everyone remembers. They tried to find something that fewer people had heard of than Guardians of the Galaxy. I mean, Hitmonkey, how many individual Hitmonkey issues have they made? Like six?
Six, yeah, maybe.
Ugh. I guess that was a funny idea.
Yeah. It's still crazy people who ask me, what is MODOK? What does MODOK stand for?
Hitmonkey's getting a show.
Yeah.
Big Hero 6 got a movie. Guardians of the Galaxy now has two movies and is generally considered to be one of the top tier Marvel properties. And yet we still haven't gotten we've gotten several Ghost Rider movies.
They're just terrible.
Yeah. I guess now. Well, is it a good thing that I'm struggling to think of a Marvel property that hasn't been adapted yet?
Silver Surfer was in Fantastic Four.
And he had an animated series that was really good in the 90s. Yeah, what's left?
I mean, there's definitely lots of stuff.
Moon Knight's in the works.
Yeah, but it's like a smaller. Werewolf by Night.
Werewolf by Night, yeah. That's a good subject.
I can't believe they're making a Morbius movie first.
Did you see the trailer for that?
Ugh.
I only watched it because someone said there was like an MCU cameo at the end. Did you watch the trailer? Yeah.
Oh, Spider-Man.
Michael Keaton.
Yeah, Vulture
shows up.
Why I thought Spider-Man.
And I was like, and the thing is, Vulture's maybe my favorite MCU villain.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to see the stupid movie.
I'm going to watch it just to make fun of Jared Leto.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's so gross.
All I think about is his cult now. Weird cult.
His weird, everyone wears white cult.
Ah.
It looks like
he's an island.
It looks like a sorority for people who couldn't get into any sorority.
Oh, no. It looks like a Midsummer,
Oh, my God.
That's what it looks like.
I just saw that. We talked about that,
right? Yeah, we talked about it. Not on the show, but yeah.
But not that movie. We don't have to talk about Midsummer. No, we don't have to talk about it. If you're squeamish, maybe don't.
Yeah, don't watch that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good movie, though. That was actually one of my favorite movies.
Saw it because I told you this, because I went to a Halloween party and there was a girl dressed as her at the very end of the movie covered in all the flowers, and her boyfriend was dressed in the bear thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay, I guess this is a movie I should watch. I don't really watch horror movies.
It's like my favorite.
Yeah.
My favorite genre. That's why I was like, oh, I can't wait to see this.
Yeah.
And I saw it in theaters and I came out like, oh my God, so, my day is ruined.
You were unsettled by that.
Oh, yeah.
And you watch all the horror movies.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so, all right.
Very unsettling, but I very much enjoyed it.
Yeah. I remember that when it came out, a bunch of my female friends were talking about the scene where she's crying and they all start mimicking her, like in sync.
Yeah.
And they were like, that was so cathartic and such an amazing scene. And I was like, I was laughing? Was I supposed to laugh?
No, you're not supposed to laugh.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was kind of funny.
No.
All right. Or when he's having sex and they're doing it.
Oh, that's very messed up.
It's so fucking weird.
So weird.
And apparently the thing about people jumping off cliffs to their deaths is true.
That's a true thing.
It's like it has happened in history, but it's not a current, no one doing it now.
That we know of.
There's these weird isolated communities, and that's what the fucking movie's about.
Yeah.
See, I just spoiled Midsommar, but go see it.
I mean, they don't know when it's gonna happen.
Yeah.
It didn't really spoil the ending.
Also, if you read, so after I always do this when I see a movie, I read about it on Wikipedia and see, like, you know, I'd like to know about how it was made and everything. And if you read the Wikipedia entry, every three sentences is, so they take psychedelic drugs, and then they took some psychedelic drugs. Under the influence of psychedelic drugs.
Don't take psychedelic drugs from strangers, first of all.
Yeah, oh my God.
Weird.
I understand that cliche of being in the movie theater and yelling, "Don't do it! What are you, an idiot?"
Yes. There's so much of that in that movie.
Yeah.
Oh my god, there's so much Harley Quinn stuff going on too. I just want it to all end right now.
The Birds
now.
Of Prey movie looks fun. I'm excited to see it. We should go see it. And then talk about it and record it immediately after we get out of the theater.
We should definitely go see it
together,
because I definitely don't think Mark wants to see it. I know
Annie will not want to see
it. Not see it. Okay, right. Well, we'll go see it.
Yeah, we'll go on. I was going to say it's a double date, but without our partner.
We'll tell them all about it.
Right.
And lastly, because I know we both have to go do things, Rick Remender signed a 3-year deal with Sony and Amazon.
Oh.
Is Sony and Amazon connected? They're not connected, right? No, those different things.
So he's had a 3-year deal with Sony, a 3-year deal with Amazon.
Yeah, I guess so.
So he's developing separate projects for...
So Fear Agent was signed with Amazon.
Okay.
So we got to find those ash cans. They're around here somewhere.
Sure, those are going to pop up.
Don't let those slippers find them. All right.
Those flipping flippers.
Flippers. So I'm excited for that. I think Fear Agent will adapt very well. With
sure.
some backing of money.
Right, yeah. That's a, and then what else is... What other... What's Low? Did he do Low?
He did everything.
Did he do Black Science? Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, Low, Black Science. Maybe they'll be able to.
I mean, they already did Deadly Class, which is obviously the most.
It was so
cinematic.
Good.
Yeah.
I hope they can like pick it back up. Can they do that? They can do that sometimes.
I mean, the kids are getting older. That's the thing, because it's like teenagers.
God, that was such a good adaptation.
Like the
though.
Thing is, that, like sci-fi. I was scrolling through something and I saw Freaks and Geeks on my like Twitter timeline, and someone posted the Freaks and Geeks, and I'm like, oh yeah, it sucks that now all those kids are like famous, and it would be a bankable show now with those stars.
Yeah.
But now John Francis Daly is like literally double the height.
Yeah. Sam Levine's the only one who can still do it.
Yeah, Sam Levine looks the same. He just had to shave.
Yeah.
Martin, like think about. All of them are famous.
Yeah.
To varying degrees.
Yeah.
And Sam Levine isn't really that famous, but...
He's on DC Daily every day.
He's on DC Daily. He's on Doug Loves Movies. He's on Kevin Pollak Chat Show.
Mm-hmm. He does movies sometimes. Small movies.
He was in Inglourious Basterds. He's one of the bastards.
Yeah. That's a very small role. He's
true.
Great.
I mean, I listened to an interview with BJ. That's what you call an interview with BJ Novak, an interview. He was on Pete Holmes' podcast, and I only listen to Pete Holmes when he's not getting up his own ass. And when he's talking to BJ Novak, he can't get up his own ass.
Every day.
Oh, my
he's
God. He's so annoying. But
so annoying.
Half the time I listen to that show, I have to turn it off halfway through because he's such a weird dick. Yeah. But the BJ Novak episode was really good, especially if you like BJ Novak. And he talked about half the interview was about making Inglourious Basterds.
Okay.
And I'm like, you're not really in, you're barely in that movie, but
yeah.
That was such a it's his biggest movie.
I would think that that's what is that Sydney White would be his biggest movie.
The Amanda Bynes movie?
Yeah.
He's really one of the dwarves?
He is.
Oh my god.
Got a lot more lines in that movie.
I really have to watch that movie.
pulled that out of my ass. Yeah. All right. Definitely listened to way too many episodes of Doug Loves Movies.
Right, yeah.
That's the only reason I know that. I have watched that movie several times.
Sure.
Yeah.
Who would Amanda Bynes be in the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
I don't know, someone on drugs.
Maybe.
Who's on drugs?
Typhoid Mary.
That woman who played Typhoid Mary in the Daredevil show was so good.
Oh, I didn't see that season.
Yeah. Okay. It was the latest season. It was
okay.
Cool.
Ooh,
that.
Spiral.
Ooh, that would be good.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Honestly, deadass, let's get a long shot movie animated in the Spider-Verse animation style.
That would be great.
That'd be so cool.
I'd like that. I think that's it.
Okay.
There's more stuff to talk about, but yeah, we got to go do things.
Yeah, we
so
do.
So let's go do that.
Where can people find you on social media?
Me?
Yes.
Oh, you can find me. Don't we do that on the break?
Oh,
we have to film it. Oh, film.
We gotta film. Let's get it on video.
Let's get it on video. Oh, yeah. So I guess we will plug. At Jessa Rousey on Instagram, at Violet's Victory Twitter, or at Escapist Comics. You can tweet anything at us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm at Jacob S. Rubin everywhere.
Yeah. Are you doing anything soon? Plugs?
No.
I know. Let's come to the brewery and have a beer.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm doing a... When's the bingo night?
Oh, that's... I have it on.
I got an email from... it's a Tuesday.
It's a Monday.
It's a Monday. Okay.
It's a Monday. Bingo is the 10th of February.
That's a week from the day we're recording this.
7:30. It's beer week.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be releasing our new barley wine, barrel-aged barley wine that night. So I think we're calling it Barley Wine Bingo.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be very... drunk. Very drunk.
Bring your body. Don't bring beer.
Yeah.
I was going to say BYOB, and I was like, no, don't do that. Don't do the opposite of that.
Yeah, please don't do that. We will not let you in. But, yeah, there's going to be lots of prizes. It's going to be fun. Come by.
Great.
Cool.
Cool. Thanks for listening to the Escapist Comics Podcast. I'm Jacob Rubin.
Jessica Baldoni. What's my name?
You almost forgot your name. Bye.